Exercise 1. What we do know definitely about email is that it shows incredible diversity in both form and function. In response to parental pressure, a reluctant 10-year-old sends Grandma an email thanking her for a Christmas present, while a trial lawyer puts opposing counsel on notice by email that his client refuses to settle. After dispatching a hastily written email to a friend saying, "I'll be late for our luncheon meeting today," I turn around and carefully edit my email requesting a larger budget next year. Trying to characterize email style with a one-size-fits-all definition is about as meaningless as describing an average American meal: meatloaf or minestrone, potato pancakes or pad thai, cola or cappuccino. By now, email has become so domesticated, at least in the United States, that its style and content are as various as the people using it.